Simen Kuf Peites, Sif Aleph through Zayin, Rezer Hashem. The Mechaber says, in Sif Aleph, Kol Yishu Shein Lovesa Kavua, Choyshesh Liyem Laman Riyasa, Shi Yoyna Bein Enis, Listam Nashim, Vim Yesh Lovesa Kavua, Zman Yodua, Mechaf Yerim Lachof, Oy Mechafei Lachofei, Choyshesh Lazman Yodua. The Pashas Mashmois of the Mechaber is, that the only time that you have to be Choyshesh Liyem Bein Enis is Dafka Yisho Shein Lovesa. However, Isha Sheyesh La Veset Kavua, even if the Vest Kavua is for Chof Lechof or Chofei to Chofei, nevertheless there's no Chiv of Prisha by Oyna Beninit. And the Shaila is Farvos. The Chor we saw in the Gemara after Zvav Mer Aleph, is Machlekes Rishenim, and Rashi holds, the way that the Rishenim are Medayik Vidas Rashi, Rashi holds that any woman that has a Vest Kavua has to also be Chosh Oyna Beninit, regardless of whether or not the Vest Kavua is for Chofei Yoim, and she passes by, or regardless of, or if her Veskavua is for Lamed Hay, 35, nevertheless she has Rechesh for Einu Beinu. And the Rishenim, the Matmiya, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rajbo also bets him that Lechur there's no time to be Cheshish if your Veskavua is for after Lam, there's no reason to be Cheshish. However, says the Ramban and the Ran, if La Lacha, the Chelik and Rashi, and they say if there's a Veskavua for more than 30 in a Chanam, you don't have to be Cheshish. However, if it's for less than 30, then you still have to be Cheshish. Because it's still the Svarav, when you pass by Chof Hei, your Ves Kavua, and you don't see this, the Svarav v'chil oilem leitira. What happened to that Svarav? Is she not going to see this month? Mevela she has to be Chosh for Lamed. Ebazeh l'chor the Mashmois is from the Rishonim that anybody that has a Ves Kavua, if it's for less than 30, you have to be Chosh for Inabinus. If so, what's Pshan Beis Yosef, the Mechaber here, and the Taz, that says Lehedi Badas Mechaber, that a woman that has a Ves Kavua that's even Muvla, that's 25, which is less than Lamed, still doesn't have to be Choshesh for Einu Beinonis. So it could be that the Rashba, that the Mechaber is going like the Rashba. The Rashba in Chedushim Adav Tezvav, he brings down the Shita that holds that when you have Chofei, when you have a Ves Kavua for Chofei, you have to be Choshesh for Lamed for Einu Beinonis. And he says, Chumra Gedorlihi. It's a big Chumra to be Choshesh for Einu Beinonis. If you have a Ves Kavua, then you're already not an Einu Beinonis lady. Einu Beinonis lady is only for Stam Noshim. You're not a Stam Nashim, you're not a Stam Isha, you have a Veskavua, maybe you don't have to be Choshesh for Oyna Beninis. The only thing is, that's the Chur, Shiti Chido. The only Shita that we saw that holds this way is the Rajman Chedushim, some are Medakit from the Rajman Teres Abayas also. But the Chur, the rest of the Rishonim hold that at least when it's a Muvla to Echlam, maybe you have to be Choshesh for Oyna Beninis. So we mentioned in the past, and I think Taylor maybe saw it, the Prideo is Mesiachas to the Shiloh. And he wants the Taina that it's the Taz and the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber l'shitosam. As we'll see in Sifir Gimel, there's a big Machlekes Archeinim. The Taz and Beis Yosef connected the Bach, Mashal, and Shach. What happens by a woman who has a Ves Kavua for 20 days and she doesn't see on day 20? Does she have to be Choshesh for day 40? Ki'ilu, as if she saw on day 20. We know that when it comes to a Ves Kavua l'yemei HaChodesh, a woman sees Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then she doesn't see on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. The halacha is, poshut according to everybody, that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, she has to be Choshesh. Aye, she didn't see last month, and it's 2 months since the last time that she saw, it's not mistaken that she's going to see that. It doesn't make a difference. You have something which is machriach, there's an external gurim, which is machriach her to see. Memela, we're Choshesh the same way that we were Choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan Iyar Sivan, we have to be Choshesh also for Rosh Chodesh Av. Even though she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Can we say the same thing by a Ves Kavua Laflogis? That even if she doesn't see on day 20, nevertheless she has to be Chosh for day 40. If she doesn't see on day 40, she has to be Chosh for day 60. If she doesn't see on day 60, she has to be Chosh for day 80. Do we say that or no? Once it's already, you pass by the day 20, then there's no Chash that she's going to see on day, she doesn't have a Flogger for 40, she has a Flogger for 20, not for 40. Be'etim, this is very kashur to the sugi that we saw on the Aflamet test. Machlokesin Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua. What happens when a woman has a Ves Kavua for 22? She sees 22, 22, 22. The next one she doesn't see on 22 and she sees on 27. Where does she choshesh for next month for 22? Is she choshesh from the 22 that she should have seen on or the 27 that she didn't see on? That whole machlokes was when she saw on a different day. But when she doesn't see on any day, then what's going to be in that case? Maybe Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua will be masked into her papa. You have to be choshesh. Even though you didn't see it all, you have to be choshesh 22 days from the 22nd day that you should have seen. The Tazan Beit Yosef Nemon Enochanami, and this is the past, this is very interesting Chazanish, the beginning of Simon Pehe, which is all about Vestas, a very long Simon. And they have a little asterisk at the bottom that says, all the Sefim at the beginning were written B'li Iyun in the Poiskim. And then he goes back to them. The very first Simon, the Sivkotan Aleph, the Nemzon Kipshutai, Mamash Kilachariyan, the Nemzon Kipshutai, that the whole Machlekes of Huna and Repop and Huna Brady Yeshua is Dafka in a case where she sees on a different day. However, she doesn't see on 22 and she sees on 27. However, if she doesn't see on 22 and doesn't see on 27, or she does see on 22 and she does see on 27, then according to everybody, you count from 22. Mamash Kilachariyan. As we're saying now, it's a big Machlekes Achreinim. But that was Ki'ilu, the Svara Chitzon of the Chazanish, that it's Pashit, like the Tazan of Beit Yosef, that if you didn't see on day 20, you have to be Chesh on day 40. Eba Zeit, Maturit, says the Prideya, Shana the Mechaber, and the Tazan, Sefkot Nalash. The reason why in this case they hold that you don't have to be Chesh for Eine Beinness, even though your Veskavu was for 25, because the whole Svara to be Chesh for Eine Beinness, 20 past 25, is Zechila Ilam Mesira. Over here there's a Svara, Zechila Ilam Mesira, yeah, of course she's going to see. She'll see on a Yom HaVest. When's the Yom HaVest? 25, 50, 75? Depends. If she sees on 25, then that's when she sees. If not, then she'll see on 50. But really, it's not sure they don't have to be choshesh for Oyne Benis. Bepashtis, this is also Pshan the Torah Sashlom that Oyne was having trouble with in Sefkot and Dalar over here that brings down from Lavush. Lavush is Mechadish that a Oyne Benis is not Nekar Bepamachas. What does that mean? In the rain is not nekar b'machas. Fekta alamin. Everybody asks. All the bnei chabura ask the same thing. Also, and also peskis menin. They ask the same thing. Now, lechur, what do you mean? It's not nekar b'machas. Of course, every time that you pass by in a bain, every time that you see, it's a new in a bain. You can be nekar in 3 times. What does that mean? Lechur, we know that every time she sees, even if she sees 3 months, 4 months, every month she sees, she is a new in a bain. What does it mean that it's nekar? It's not nekar. Says lechur, the pashas is in levush. Is that it means to say this Yisoid, that Oyne Beinness has a din of a Ves Kavua, so much so that Al Derech the Tazan of Beit Yosef. If you hold by a Ves Kavua, that if you don't see on day 20, you have to be Chesh for day 40, the same thing with your Oyne Beinness has a din like a Ves Kavua, if you don't see on day 30, you have to be Chesh for day 60. You don't see on day 60, you're Chesh for day 90. Not 3 of them at a time, no. If you didn't see at all, then you have to be Chesh for the next time that you see Ki'ilu as a Ves Kavua. So if you pass by day 30 and you're waiting and you're holding by day 59, you call up your Rav, do you have to be Choshesh for tomorrow? If your Zohar's name is Ramat Chayafa, then yes, you have to be Choshesh for tomorrow, day 60, because that is still considered a vest. That's Ki'ilu as if you have a vest Kavua for 30 days. That's what Ein Beinus is. The Andra learned differently in the Levush, but L'chur, that would be a Pashup Shad in how to understand Levush. Then you start again, because now you have a new upload. You have a new... Oyne Beinonis is every time that you see, we presume you see for 30 from now. Kilo is if you have a Ves Kavua. If you had a new re-in between, then you start the Cheshbon of Aflagas again. It's not like a Yom HaChidush. The same reason by 20. If a woman sees by 20, and then she sees... 3 times means that she has by 30, 60, and 90, and not 60. Then she doesn't have to be Cheshbon for 120. How do we pass in the Halach L'maisa? So the Shevet Alevi and the Chutshani, they're Taka Machmer. And they go, they say that even a woman that has the Ves Kavua for Chafei has to be Chosh for Einabeninus. Now, if you understand Pshat, it's like the Prideya, it makes a lot of sense. Because we don't pass in like the Taz and the Beis Yosef. We pass in like the Shach and the Marshal and the Bach that say that a woman who has the Ves Kavua for day 20 doesn't see day 20, doesn't have to be Chosh for day 40. Ebazeh, that means that over here, when she passes by day 25, she doesn't have to be Chosh for day 50. If you don't have to Chosh for day 50, then you Hodger Chosh L'Dukhti, V'chila Oilam L'Tira. And maybe she should have to be Chosh for day 30. L'maisa, the Rav Berkowitz, says that you don't have to be Chosh. We go like the Stima Samachaber, and the truth is that it's the Stima Samachaber, and the Shach is not Chilik. Shach maybe doesn't hold any Benyus B'chlal. But we'll see exactly what he does hold Be'ez Hashem, Sefkat Al-Hamid. The Taz passes like this. The Be'er Heiter brings down the Taz. We don't find that the G'dayei Achreinim are Be'etzem Chorilek on this Yisrael. And Memela the Pasha says the Sfima is Mashma in a Chanami Lekulam. Not only that, if they saw the Kuntras Achrein of the Shulchan Aruch Harav here in the beginning of Simon Kof Beites, He brings down Bechlal ben Eget or Einabeninis. Einabeninis is not a Pashat Allah for Bechlal, that there's a Chiv Prisho on Einabeninis. As a matter of fact, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Ra'o, all hold, and the Ravid, all hold there is no such din as Einabeninis. There is no din of Einabeninis that a Stam woman has to be Choshesh every 30 days. Even the Ramban and the Ran that hold of it, they only hold of it when they get to Chiv Bediko. That a woman has to be Bedik to make sure she's not seeing on that day, but a Chiv Prisha we don't find. The only one that mentions that there's a Chiv Prisha on the day of Einabeninis, Rashi also says it Klape Bediko. The only one that mentions there's a Chiv Prisha is the Rajma. The Rajma mentions the Teres Abayas and Zechiv Prisha and Eina Beinanis. Kum Tois is the Shita Yechida Bechlal that holds that there's a din of Eina Beinanis there. Memela, it happens, La Halach Lamaitza, the Kuntra Zacharin says, Ein Limchis Biyana Mekilim, Yesh Lam Al Mishi Yismoich, we're not to be Chosh for Eina Beinanis. La Halach Lamaitza, we don't go that way. We are a Choshish. Yeah, but ain't limchis mishem ba'amikal zecher. Zecher the minig is certainly that the amadavar is to be choish for ein abeninis, even though it's only a shiti chida of the Rajbo. However, once it's already a shiti chida, and the pashas of the mechaber and the neitzakinim over here is not to be choish for ein abeninis, even when you have a ves kavua of chafei, memela certainly there is yesh lahem al mishi yismoichu. A woman that has a ves kavua, that she does not have to be chayish for lamed. But Frat would be very gishmak that kum tais that he paskins. We started off. We said maybe the mechaber is going like the Rajba that holds that you have to that a woman that doesn't have a ves kavua has a ves kavua never has to be chayish for any bainanis. We said it's a shiti chida. The truth is that the whole any bainanis is shiti chida in the first place, and he goes like the Rajba shiti chida. He goes like the Rajba sa'la hokal sa'la achmer. He goes like the Rajba lahachmer shiti chida that there is a din any bainanis and din appreciate any bainanis. And he goes lahakol, also like the Rashi Yishiti Chido, that if you have a Ves Kavua for 25, nevertheless, if you pass 25, you do not have to be Choshesh for day 30. Now, even those that L'chura, if you want to be Machmer, or if your Rav told you to be Machmer, but Pashas, you wouldn't have to be Machmer, all the Chumras, we'll see this B'Hemshech, any time that we're Machmer for a Ves, the L'chura, you don't have to be Choshesh, all the Chumras that are on top of it. To say that to be Choshesh also for the Chavis Das, which is the Oinu Beinus of 31, and also to be chayish for the placey, which is all 24 hours, but Pashas, once it's a chumrah, we take only one chumrah, and we don't go all the way. If you look at the Shevet HaLevi, he says, Yesh Machmirin Gam Bazeh. He says, Tzvi Machmir Gam Bazeh. However, L'chura, certainly over here, that would be, B'derach Klal, we look at that as a chumrah, Al Gabi Chumrah. No. If you take it like the Rashba, then he's going to say to the Rashba, then he says some Lekulam. That means not just Gebayit on the fact of the Taz. The way the Berkowitz went is that he's being Semich on the Rashba. The Rashba Lekulam. The Rashba holds that you never have to be Chesh Ra'in Abeinus to have a Veskabal.
What about the 11th?
Maybe that's not the Svar. The Svar is that it's Stam Nashim, and I'm not a Stam Nashim. Perhaps if you learn that that's the Svar, like Rashi learns. If that's the Svar, then L'churro, it would be Gishmak to say that that's Pshat and Mechaber. Sif Beis, Ketzad Koyva Osoy, says the Mechaber, how are you Koyvea Ves Kavua? Kagan Shatira, Dalet Pomen B'Neim Gimel Zmanim Shavim. You could be Koyvea a vest for Aflaveis with four Re'is and three Aflaveis. And the same thing he says also, you could be Koyvea for Yom HaChodesh. V'chein B'Riyas Hayam Shil Yomim Yaduul LaChodesh, Miyad HaChashros HaPamach HaSayim Yaduul LaChodesh, Kagan Chof Aleph Chof Hei, or it's supposed to be Aleph or Hei. And he says the same thing is benegia to all other vestas. You have to be choish after one time, except for vesta diluk. The halacha is that even after one time of one re'iyah, a person is choshesh for the next month, either for the aflaga or for the yom hachodesh. However, there's a difference between ves she'ein kavua and ves kavua, even though by both of them you have to be choshesh next month, is with regard to akira. If you're oiker a ves kavua one time, that's not oiker, you need to be oiker three times. However, ves she'ein kavua, you can be oiker one time. Now, is that the only difference between kavua and ein kavua? How about the oifen ha'akira? What's the way to be oiker of vest that a person has? So, the Chavazda says, the Chavazda speaks it out in Kufay Dalet, Siftes, that the way to be oikar veskavua is dafka if you do a bidiko on that day and you don't see. That's the only way to be. If you just pass by the day and you didn't see, then even though she wasn't margish and even though she didn't see dam, that's not considered akiro. Could be that there wasn't tibas dam. The only way to be accurate is if she proved with a bidika that she's not seeing dam on that day. The shayla is the same halacha apply to a veshayne kavua. The pisre chu over there in Tavkan Yudches declares it. Maybe it's only by ves kavua, not a veshayne kavua. Says the Shev Levi and a Chanami, Mavur and Achrenim, that is how we pass in that a veshayne kavua and a Chanami is nekar even if a person did not do a bidika. Like Chachil, one is supposed to do a bidika. If they didn't do a bidika and they didn't see, then it's nekar afil v'machas. Even if without a bidika. The truth is that it's already mavurish like this in the Rishonim. The Ramban, the Ravid, and Sevis Lahedya, that if a ves, the chilek between a ves kavua and a ves she'ina kavua is klapi akira, is this nekuda. Do you have to be, is it nekar? Void ye shefresh bein ves kavua, the ves she'ina kavua, says the Ravid in Aleph Yud Beis. That's what he says. He says, by Veshe'ini Kavua, that even if you did not, it's in Yud Aleph, not Yud Beis, I'm sorry. That if a woman does not see on the day of the Veshe'ini Kavua, then it's Nekar, even though she did not do a Bedika on that day, and that's how we pass Kanalach Lamaisa. However, to a Vesh Kavua, the only way to be Erkut is Dafka with a Bedika. Sif Gimel, Im Kova Vesh Lishoyis, Vlei Liyolim, Eni Cheshesh, Vlei Shaita Bovad, the mekor for this halacha of Vesta Shoyis is the Ravid, and the Ravid says that even though we have machlokes in the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi as to a woman that sees on a specific day and a specific hour whether or not she has to be choshesh for the entire oino or just for the specific hour, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that she choshesh the entire oino, that's because you have a kviyas of three times for the same oino and kviyas of the three times for the same shah. However, if, and therefore, like the shah kavua doesn't have the kayaf to be oikr the oina which is kavua. However, in a case where you do not have an oina which is kavua, she saw on Yud Gimel Lachredesh Nisan at 6 o'clock, and she saw on Yud Zayin Lachredesh Ir at 6 o'clock, and she saw on Tesvav Lachredesh Sivan at 6 o'clock, in such a case she has no kviyas for the oina, she only has a kviyas for the shah. The kviyas of the shah could be oikar the kviyas of the eina kavua of the eina, and she only has to be choshish for that shah. And he brings a raya. From the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that a woman had a ma'isa of what seemed like ayin hara, that every time after Leila Tvila she would come into town and from being tovo, and she would see right away. She went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask what to do. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kinir Hashem Adimas Ircha, also big. Maybe it's the ayin hara of the people in town that see the chavivas of you and your baal, and that's causing you to see. Memela, don't come into town. Lechivi bala yagame anor. Don't, on the same Leil Tefillah, instead of coming into town, rent a room by the mikvah out of town, and be mishamash there. Now that was lechiro on the night that she already has a kviyas to see. That's on the Leil Tefillah that she already has a kviyas to see three times. Nevertheless, we matter her. How do we matter her? It must be, since the only time that she has the kviyas was for a certain hour when she came into town. That's when she saw. The mailer earlier in the same oina she'll be mutter because she has a kviyas for the hour and not a kviyas for the oina. Agav, this pischa tshuva over here at the beginning, ayin tshuvas nei b'yehuda tinyano b'tshuvas chemdes shleimun. Sosam le'pirish doesn't tell you exactly what the nidan is. The nidan is there a raya from here, not like the Knesset Yechezkel. Remember, darling, remember the Knesset Yechezkel kuf pei dalasif yud. Leil Yitzila Derech. The Mechaber passes that it's mutter to be Poikid Ishtar. The Shaila is the same halacha apply also on a Leil Tvila. Says the Neid Yehuda, I have a raya from the case of Rabbi Yochanan, from the raya of the Ravid, not like the Knesset Yechezkel. Why? What does the Ravid bring a raya from? I'll prove to you that even though it's a Leil Tvila, this is your Einas Haves, it's mutter to be mishamish if she has a kavua for an hour. It's mutter to be mishamish before that hour. The shaila is, according to Knesset Yechezkel, even if she has the kvias for the oynas avest, she's still mutter if it's leil tefila. What's the difference? That it's, even if it would be the same hour, it would be mutter. But her, you have a raya from here, and now like the Netzi Chesed. The Chemda Shleimer goes to be madcha the raya of the Neid Behuda, but that's the Nidan over here. Kumtois, the etzem, the raivet has two rayas. The raivet has two rayas to this yisoid, that there's two halakim maybe to the yisoid of the raivet, that there's a woman can be kaveh aves for a shoyis. The first one is the whole machlekes tinu b'yis and b'yehuda is only when you have the same oin and the same hour. So the hour which is kavua can't be oiker the oin which is kavua. But if the oin want to be kavua, then the hour which is kavua could be oiker. That sounds like we're talking about real specific hour. Yishtel stu to the gemara and that's not gemara b'yis that she saw at the sixth hour. Mashmah that we're talking about, she always sees a half an hour after chatzis. That's what we're talking about. Then comes along, he brings a raya from a case of this woman that was tevil. It's not a specific hour. It's something that happened. It's an occurrence that happened that caused her to see. She walking into town. It's mashma that we don't tie it to a specific hour. It's a specific occurrence. The truth is that it looks like that there's machlokes achrayim how to understand the ravid. We saw the Balamor. The Balamor is asked in the ravid. He says, according to you, ravid that says that a woman that has a kavua for a certain hour has to be choishes for that hour. It's going to come out to have this woman's going to have a vest that we didn't find anywhere in Shas. Every single solitary day of her life, she has to be choish for the same hour. She has a vest kavua for 6 o'clock, but she doesn't have a specific day. So every day of her life, she has to be choish for the sixth hour. Where do we ever have it that a woman has to be choish every day of her life for a vest? The Makor Mayim Chaim on the side in his Agoris on the side over here, Kinira goes like this, Raven, like this Balmar. In his understanding of the Ravid, since we pass in the life like the Ravid, not like Balamar, and that's what he says. In Hanami, this woman is Kriveya, a vest, and she has to be Chesh every single day. Now, Agav, parenthetically, we'll get to this in Behemshech, just to speak out the point here, I think is important. How is she Urker this vest? Is she Urker the vest by passing by one day after the last Riyah? She saw last time at Tezvav at 6 o'clock. Now she passed, she's holding by Tez Zion, and she passed by 6 o'clock, she doesn't see, she's ready Urker. Or three times, the Zayin, Yezayin, Yuches. What woman ever sees 3 days after her last Riyah? She never sees. So what's the big blick that she's making Vest Kavua for 1 hour? She'll be accurate in one day. The answer is Zichr, according to Makar Mayim Chaim, she's not accurate in the next day that she doesn't see. She's only accurate when she has another Riyah and she doesn't have the Riyah at 6 o'clock. That's the Akira. When she passes by and she has the Riyah at a different time, that's Lechiro. The akira that we're talking about. If not, then every time that the woman's kaveya, she'll always be accurate the next very next day, because she's not going to see the next day lechera, and she already passed by 6 o'clock. The get lost in shoachas. What was that? What the horror that was? Here's from. We'll get to the akira in a minute. Just that's lechera. That's how the Makar Mayim Chaim learns. I'll pay the balamar. However, the Chavos Da'as seems to go not this way. The Chavos Da'as, even though he brings down the Taz Bemshech, the Chavos Da'as seems to understand that that's not the case over here b'chlal at all. Not like the Balamar understood the Ravid. Rather, the Chashash over here is she saw last month Tezvav at 6 o'clock. She has to be Choshish next month Tezvav at 6 o'clock. And 3 months in a row after her last Re'iyah, she has to be Choshish the next month at the time at the 6 o'clock, the time that she was Kaveh for. She passes by 6 o'clock on that day, then she's accurate. What's that? Would you not need Bidika? So that's a very good question. It doesn't say, the Mechaber says, Huneka b'sha'achas v'afilu b'lei Bidika. If you look at the Achreinim, the Rematmiya, why talk, how do you know that you don't need a Bidika? L'chair, if it's a Vest Kavua, then you should need a Bidika to be accurate. Why wouldn't you need a Bidika over here? L'chair, if it's a Vest Kavua, you should need a Bidika to be accurate. Now, the Taz learns Bechlal that has a different shot. He says we're not talking about an hour. The Makar Mayim Chaim and the Chavos Da'as, they both learned we're talking about a specific hour. Makar Mayim Chaim says you have to be Choshish for every single day, that hour. The Chavos Da'as says no, you have to be Choshish for the last day that you saw. Next month you'd be Choshish at that hour. The Taz says no. The Taz says that what are we talking about? The Sho'ah that we're talking about is Lav Dafka, a hour. It means an occurrence. It means something that happens. The Tvila says, Pirish Kigarin Achar Tvila, so Shar Dvaram Kayetu Bezesh, Gila Liris, Machmas Eses Man, that she sees because of that time. The Fihim, you don't have any Chash, you don't have any Shar whatsoever, the Balamar. There's no Kasha Bechlau that she's going to be seeing every day. She's not going to Tvila every day, she's not seeing every day. It's only when she has the Gurim that she has to be Cheshish. Zichr, the Taz learned totally differently than the Makar Mayim Chaim and the Baal Mor learned, and the Chura also differently than the Chavetz Das learned, though he quotes the Taz Bemshech. It seems that he learned that it's Tali in Inachanami Amaisa, not in a Shah. The only thing is, according to the Taz, why is this any different than a Vesta Kvitzis? This is Lachur, the regular din of Vesta Kvitzis. It's an Einis. You did something to cause the dam to come out. It could be maybe it's Palpulin, it's not Mamash Kvitzis. It's like Achilas Pilpulin, which is a Dover Choref, which is Lachur is similar, according to Rashi, but it's Mamash is like Kvitzis. You did something to cause the dam to come out. Hey, but say, what's the big Chiddush of the Ravid? That you only have to be Choshish at the time, you don't have to be Choshish before that Shah. Any Vesta Kvitzis, you never have to be Choshish before the Shah. You never have to be Choshish before you jump, that maybe the dam is going to come out. You only have to be Choshish, you don't even have to be Choshish Bechlal, according to Mechaber. You don't have to be Choshish Bechlal. So it's really two questions over here. According to the Taz, why is this different than a Vesta Kvitzis? What's the Choshish derived? And second of all, the Mechaber passing that a Vesta Kvitzis is not considered a Vest. So what happened over here, that the all of a sudden the Mechaber brings down that this is considered a Vesta Kvitzis? This Vesta Kvitzis. So you could say that in a Hanami, Pshat in Klapi, the first Nakuda of why is it different than a Vesta Kvitzis, is because the Vesta Kvitzis, when the woman is Kvitzis, if you're Choshish, you're Choshish from the Kvitzis on till the end of the Oina. As opposed to over here, you don't be Choshish from the end of the Oina. The time that she came into the town, that's when she has to be Choshish. But 2 hours later, even though it's still in the same Oina, Lachorish, she wouldn't have to be Choshish. Which means it's Mamash Eisa Shah. She doesn't have to be Choshish beforehand, and she doesn't have to be Choshish after that Shah. Only in the Shas Kinesas, whatever that amount of time was, the Shah that she was Nichnas Le'ir, if it was an hour after she was Nichnas Le'ir, whatever it was, that's how much she would have to be Choshish. After that, in the Chanami, she would not have to be Choshish. Now, Klapi, why does Mechaber bring it down? So it could be that it's only in really the second thing that the Mechaber brings down. It says, Vavesta Zehu Nekar B'Shah Achas. This vest is Nekar B'Shah Achas. The Shaila is, why is it only Nekar B'Shah Achas? Why do you need any vest kavua has to be Nekar with 3 times? Why is it Nekar in 1 time? So the truth is that the Mechaber doesn't say that it's Nekar in 1 time. He says it's Nekar in 1 hour. It could be that you need 3 times 1 hour. Generally, you need 3 times an entire, you know. You need 3 times 1 hour. And that's the truth. Is if you look at the crazy place, the Machatzis Shaka brings it down over here. Right? He brings down this crazy place. See, he names on Kapshuta, even though he doesn't bring down the Hemshach of the crazy place. The crazy place he was mitzvah maybe afterwards, not that way. The way that he starts out, the way the Machatzis Shaka goes, is that Enechanami. You need to come to that day 3 times. It sounds like he learns like the Chavetz Das. You come to that day 3 times. You saw in Tezvav last month. Tezvav this month at 6 o'clock. You didn't see 7 o'clock. You ready mutter. Next month you saw in Yud Zayin next month. You came to 6 o'clock. You passed by that 1 hour. You didn't see your mutter. And the third time also. And by after the third time, your mutter also after an hour. In other words, it's nekar. The akira of the vest is in 1 hour. But how many times do you need? It's 3 times. The Chavetz Das seems to learn not that way. The Chavetz Das seems to say that in a Hanami, after 1 time it's enough. Even 1 hour is an akira. Kinira the Vard is because it's not really considered such a vest. Look at the Levush, it's also such a mashmois. It's not really this is not a normal vest. A vest of an hour is not a vest alimto that you have to be choshish for more than 1 time. After 1 time you can ready to be akira, even though it happened 3 times. But it's not really considered a vest which has any kvias to it. To nail a person down to an hour is not a davar kavua, and mamelo, even with 1 time that a woman doesn't see then, that's already an akira. Now the Taz understood that it's similar to a vesta kvitzis, that when she sees at that hour, that's when she has to be choshish. Then if you learn that it's mamash like a vesta kvitzis, then it's very gishmak. Because the halacha is in Sifyut Zayin. I hope to see you soon. The halacha is the Mechaber brings down, kol vest shenikva machmas oines, afila rosa bei kama pomim, ein vest. Shemipnei ha'oinis rasa. Even if a woman is kreifitz 100 times, each time that she jumps, she sees right afterwards. She's not kveveves. The shayla is, she doesn't even have to be choshish. Nothing, zero. You see, this is what happens every time. Says the Ramah, mikol mokum cheshesh like kamoy leveses she'ena kavua. You have to be choshish for it like a vessel she'ena kavua. She saw 3 times, and it could be nekar in 1 time like a vessel she'ena kavua. That means that it can never really has the tokif of a vessel. And therefore you don't have to be choshish more than once. But choshish, you have to be choshish. If you know that every time she jumps, she sees, then you have to be choshish. Mele, be choshish. After 1 time she jumped and she didn't see, then you're not choshish anymore. The truth is that the Ramah brings this down from the Beis Yosef. This is the Beis Yosef that quotes this from the Agoyis Maimini, Can say that the Mechaber holds this way also. There's just no kviz, but in a Chanami, you have to be Chayish one time. Memela, that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. It's like a veset of kvitzis, that even after three times, she's not Chayish for more than once. She's not. It has no takeit. She only has to be Chayish one time, even after the three times that she sees. U'bisho achas, it's nekar, means bepam achas. No different than kvitzis. Come to us that in a Chanami is the same din, similar to din of kvitzis, and the Chiddush is maybe like we were saying before, that you only have to be choishish mamish for that hour. And before the hour, and after the hour, even in the same aino, you will be mutter. Now, what's the halacha l'maisa with regard to Vesta Shoyis? It's extremely uncommon to have a Vesta Shoyis. Most women, bizmanenu, have no idea when they see. Certainly, it's that it should be totally in a ma'ir. That's maybe we'll get to more Vesta Guf, where Vesta Kvitzis and Vesta Guf, later on exactly what the possibilities are bizmanenu. However, certainly to knock it down, to nail it down to a specific hour, is very uncommon. Women, v'frat bizmanenu, that women have no argoshes, and therefore they don't know when they're seeing, and therefore usually comes as a surprise that they can't pin it down to a specific time that they started seeing. And a lot of times they'll find in the morning when they wake up that they have that they already got their vesta. Memela, it's very hard to pin it down, mamish, an exact hour. I did have one scenario where somebody called me up, that his wife saw twice mamish on the same day, same hour, and the third time was 2 hours off. He wanted to know, is there any discount, as the question was. Is there any that you could go with only a din of you only have to be choishes for an hour, as opposed to being choishes for the entire oino? And the halacha is kefir that we see now, that it's lahedin not that way. Fakert, if it's on the same day, then we never say, asya kviyusa de shah viyakir kviyusa de oino. Since it's on the same day, you're always going to have to be choishes for the, even had she seen all three times in the same hour, nevertheless she would have to be choishes for the entire oino, and she wouldn't be able to choishes just for that hour. Had it been on different days than in the Chanami, then we get into the machlekes of the Makar Ma'im Chaim, the Chavez Das, and the Crazy Placey. It seems that the most of the Chayim would go like the Crazy Placey, like the Chavez Das is going, you're not choishes every single day. You're choishes from your last Re'iyah next month on that day of the Kviyas. And the shadow would be, does it have to be nekar in one time or three times?
Even in that case, the third time
is 2 hours later? No, in that case, the same show. That's already not considered the same show, and you wouldn't have to be chishish. Is the show considered a show's money? Is the show considered the same day of the hour? The same day, that it's very hard to say that. 12 o'clock is sometimes before chatzayis, sometimes it's after chatzayis. It could be in a chanami, it's 12 o'clock. What mashmois does 12 o'clock have? Be'etzem l'chor doesn't have any mashmois. The same way, if a woman has kviyas for, I just saw this actually today, that she really says, even if a woman has a veskavua for the same day of the English month, like we've mentioned a few times already, January 17th, February 17th, March 17th, April 17th, I don't care if it's the whole year. Marnishtois, that's not a kviyas vest, b'chlau, it has no mashmois whatsoever.
The
zikr, that's not, you go back to the shasriya, al sa'ino, but not al sa'ascholas vest. To say that that's when it came, it's hard to say that that's when it came. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalid. Oydi yishchilik bin kavasi gimel pamim like kavasi gimel pamim shakavu afapi she'ovrei nasa v'lei ergisha asur l'shamash shetivdoik v'tim satariro v'shalik kavasi gimel pamim v'giyaz man vesu v'lei bot v'lei raso kima she'ovrei nasa muteres v'yne b'yne nishin l'aminim din kavasi kavua. Here, even though in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid Sif Tes, the Mechaber brings down the stamina yishrim and whether or not a woman that has a vest kavua and passes by her vest kavua and she doesn't do bedika, is she asura ad shetivdeik? He says him that she's not, and she brings down the yeshirman that she is by a vest kavua. Over here, he brings down without any cholkim and kimdumani. This is the way the svardim go halach lemaisa, that a vest that in a chanami by a vest kavua, if she passes by that day and she does not see, then she must do a bedika of she's asura ad shetivdeik. As opposed to Vesta Shein and Kavua, she's Mutter, and not only that, like we said, you're Iker even without a Bidika. Now, it's also Mavur from here. Asura Acha Tivdaik Lechura means that she has the ability to be Bidik. Also, not like the Shach and the Bach that we saw in Sif, which already the Pesach Shuvah says that the Minigot, the Achrenim, were not Makabal, this Chumra of the Shach and the Bach, that when you pass by a Vesta Kavua, you must do the Bidika Teich Shir Veset, which means immediately. The Achrenim were not Makabal this way, and this is the Stimus of Machaber over here. That she's allowed to be boydik even if it's much later. Now it says Isha she'in la veset kimin shavar vesta muteres, she's mutter. In fact, Taz, what do you mean she's mutter? L'chura, any woman that doesn't have a vest, we saw in Sif, we hopefully will see, in Sif Nikuf Pei Vav Sif Beis, there's a woman that doesn't have a vest, there's machlekes in the mechaber. Does she have to be boydik the first three times that she's meshamers to make sure that she's not roimah hasashmish, or does she have to be boydik the way that the Rosh and the Rambam go? She has to be boydik every single solitary time that she wants to be meshamish, since she has no vest. We don't know whether or not it's the vest which brings it on. And the Shach, and many of the Gedolei Achreinim are Mesiachas of the Shaila, that L'chura, even if she passes by her veset, she still needs a bedika, a veset shein kavua, she still needs a bedika before she's Meshamish. How could he say that she's muteris, even without a bedika? L'chura, she has to be Meshamish, she has to be bright before she's Meshamish. Now, many of the Olam asked me that L'chura, it's a machlekes over there in the Mechaber. The first shita is that you don't have to do bedik every time. Not only that, the way that the Shach passes is, you don't even have to do the first three times, unless the woman is once for Yamach Mastashmash. So you could say that there's a few ways to get out of this question. The truth is, if you look at the Lachem Nesimla, that's what he says. He says, Klafiyad and Echanami, the Mechaber, Lalacha does not pass in that you have to do bedik every time, and it's not Shver B'chal. However, it could be that he's asking on the Torah. The Torah brings down this Halacha, and he also passes like his father, that you need a bedik every single time. Or it could be that he understood that the Mechaber is going that way. This is just, it's Kedai to know this Klal. It's a Safik of the Prima God, the Menachos Shabbos, and Shilam Adalakim Dumani. And that is, the Klal of the Mechaber is, if you have a Stam and a Yesharimim, you go like the Stam. What happens if you have a Stam, and then you have not a Yesharimim, but you have a Viharambam? The Stam is one way, Ula Harambam, it's like this. So he doesn't bring down a Yesharimim. He brings down the person, Bishmoy, of how he holds. There, Tainas the Prima Godim, it could be that in Echanami is Taka going like the second Shita. And that's what it says in Kuf Pei Vav, the face. Taka, when he's talking about Bedikas, he says, the first Shita is, Im Ein Lo Vesat Kavua, Shal Yishpama Rishenim Tzicha Livdoi, that's the Stam. Ule Arambam Varosh, Kol Zman Shein Lo Vesat Tzicha Yibadikol Erlum, Kredin Tashmash. So it could be that that's how the Taz, and the Shachan Guzakas, who's asked to this question, learned, that's the way the talk of the Mechaber goes. La liba dehochasa, may they held it that to be shver. Says the Taz, it's not shver. Over here, we're talking about a case of a woman who has a vetet kavua, and she sees on a different day. She sees on a different day, and now she has to be choishish also for the vetet kavua and also for the different day. In such a case, where she passes by the different day, which is her vetet shein kavua, she does not have to be choishish for inabeninus because she already has a vest kavua, and therefore she doesn't have a mechaber in a beninus. The Shach and Nikuz's Kesef is not so happy with that, and he says, "Ze'enoi the mashma derayir afilu b'tchilis kaviyusa." It's mashma we're talking about a lady that's now being koyveya a vest for the first time. Not your case that she already has a vest kavua and then she digressed from it. We're talking about a lady that's being koyveya for the first time. Eliyesh loymer the hasa mayri she'en la vestet klal v'chol pami muhzekes bereya avakan yesh la vestet el she'en kavua. There in Kuf Pei Vav, it's talking about a woman that doesn't have a vestet kavua bechlal. Bechol pami muvzekes bereya. Over here, kan yesh la vestet el sheina kavua. She has a vestet, but it's not kavua. That's tarti desastri. If she has a vestet, then it's kavua. She doesn't. It's not kavua. It's not a vestet. What do you mean she has a vestet which is not kavua? What does it mean bechlal? There's common pshatim that are brought down in pshat in the Chavetz Das. Pshat in the Shach. The Chavetz Das understands that we're talking about a lady that never sees before day 14 after Tefillah. She never sees before day 26. So she's ki'ilu as if she has a vest kavua till day 26. Memela, in such a lady, she doesn't need bedikas up till day 26. What happens if one time she sees before day 26? So next time that she's choishish, she has to be choishish for that day before 26, but she's not going to have to do bedikas. She saw on day 22. The next month she has to be choishish for 22. But over here, when she passed by 22, she's not going to have to be she's not going to have to do bedikas because up until day 26, she's kilo as she has a vest kavua. That's what it means. Avakan yesh la veset ela sheina kavua. She has a veset up until day 26, but it's not kavua for a specific time. The pre-daya says different shot. The pre-daya says that we're talking about a case of a woman. We saw this at the beginning of Simin Kuf Pei Dalet that a woman that's being koyveya for the first time, she's seeing now, she's 12 years old, or 20 years old, and seeing for the first time now. And she saw once, she saw twice, she's not considered a woman she ain't la vesta kavua, because we presume that she's going to see on day 30. We presume she's a regular woman, she's going to see on day 30. Until she sees a third time, and she doesn't have any vest kviyas, Then we consider a woman that doesn't have vesk kavuah, she has to do bedikas every time. However, until then, we presume that her vest is going to be 30. Which would mean we're only talking about a case of a lady who saw for the first two times. After she saw for the first two times, she already saw three times, she's already kavuah that she doesn't have any kavias. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Kohn Shlita was ma'ir that lachar it's meduyik very much in the shach, not that way. He says, ze einoi demashma damari afilu bitzilas kviyusa. It's not just talking about the case of the Taz that she saw three times, she has a vest kavua, and then she digressed one time. It's also talking about another case where she's starting to be kaveah. But it's not only talking about the case that she's starting to be kaveah, that she sees for the first two times. It's also talking about such a case. Really wanted to say, and I saw that the Lechem Simla really learns this pshat, he doesn't sell through the Kuntra Zafran in the Bach, that seems to say this way, but the pshat over here is, Yesh lo vest et aval sheinu kavua, means that she saw it twice on the same day. She saw in Chof Hei twice. And since she saw it twice on the same day, Mamela, she has a vested, but she's not kavua because she didn't have it three times. Mamela, if she, any woman that sees, it could be she saw 100 times beforehand. And now she saw it twice on the same day. So she's already on the path to be kaveah herself. Once she's already on the path to be kaveah herself, then if she passes by Dei Chof Hei and she doesn't see, we presume that it's not like a woman that doesn't have a vest. And she doesn't have to do bedikas b'chal. However, a woman that has no vest b'chal, she totally random, every time she sees on a different day, then she's totally random and she would have to do bedikas. That's just pshat in the shach. I mean, spend time on it just because most of the chabur asked me about pshat in it, and therefore I figured that it's worthwhile to spend some time on it. La'alacha. The halacha is like the stima of the mechaber, that in a chanami, the difference between a vest kavua and a vest sheinu kavua is what happens is a nekar even without a bdika. And if you were not baidik on that day, are you aser achativdik? I just want to be madgish one another nekuda. We'll see it later on in Sifkat Lam and Chesed Nataz, but we already saw it in the Pesach Tshuva, and the Olam was not necessary to it because I don't think one person on the Bechina mentioned it, and therefore, and certainly the people didn't take the Bechina didn't mention it. And that is that there is another case that your aser after the vest, even though you don't have a vest kavua, and that is the woman that has a vest she'ena kavua of a vest haguf, mefahekes, misateshes, any of these that a woman has a vest she'ena kavua of a vest haguf, which we'll see. It might not be so difficult to have a vest haguf. We'll see. Could be the ksamim, says Rav Marishas also. If a woman sees ksamim before she sees, let's go. We also consider a vest haguf. And memela, it's not so difficult to see a woman that has a vest haguf, even if she doesn't have a vest kavua for a vest haguf, then if she passes by the day and she doesn't see, she must do a bedika and she's a surah achativ day. Sif, hey. Haflogas. Famishtei haflogas shekavas ben aves bedilug. Here the machaber says him like Shitas Rav that to be kaveh for aves tadilug you need four re'is and three haflogas and two dilugim and one vest. That's what how it comes out according to Rav. And according to Shmuel, the way that the Shach and the Taz understand is that you need a fifth Re'iyah to make it four Haflagos and three Dilugim and one Vest. The Mechaber only mentions the case where a woman did Dilugim Lahaba. She saw after 30 days, after 32 days, after 34 days. What happens in a case where a woman sees the other way around? She sees 30, 29, 28. Does she have to be Choshish for a vest kavua of haflagis? The haflagis with the says the shach, yeah, zikr, she has to. However, the crazy place is chaylik. Like we mentioned in the past, crazy place chaylik, he says that keneged teva. L'chayra, a woman does not going to see less. The teva of a woman is that she peters out. She gets less and less. It's not the other way around that she gets more and more. It's keneged teva, and also at a certain point, she's going to be seeing every day. After 15 months, she's going to be seeing. After whatever, 20 months, she's going to be seeing today, tomorrow. Where do you ever have such a? It can't be that this vest can continue. The mela, since it can't continue, so the mela can't even start. The Shir Levi says in a Chanami that by vest by aflogis, even by aflogis of aflogis bedilug, generally it doesn't continue. He says the way that we see it, the derech of women is that sometimes they'll see that 28, 29, 30, 21, 32, and then it'll go back. 26, 28, 7, 28, and then it'll go back. It never really continues for so long. So if that's the case, he says then aflogis mafrei also, the same thing. It's never going to go back all the way that way. It'll go 26, 25, 24, and then it'll go back to 28, and it'll go back. Now, even without that, Achor is mafurish like the shach in the Ravid. The Ravid says lahedya that it's the vest could go even vest bedilug is even lahaba or lemafreya, and that's how we pass in halacha lemaisa. Now it happens to be that you could be medayik lachor from the Beis Yosef, like the crazy placing, not like the shach. The Beis Yosef, when he brings down the vest bedilug, he says that by a yom achodesh you could have a vest for dilug. By yom achodesh you could have a vest hadilug lahaba. And he says the same thing by haflagas, you could have labo. And he says by vesta chodesh, you could also have lemafreya. But by haflagas, he doesn't say you could have lemafreya. So he says, yom chodesh, you could have labo lemafreya. By haflagas, he only says labo, and he doesn't say lemafreya. Mashmoy says that in the Haram, he didn't go that you could have haflag lemafreya. The truth is that the Eshkol says this lahedion. Not only that, can you hear the crazy place that did not see the Eshkol? He was mechavan to both of the tainas of the Eshkol. Eshkol is one of the earlier Rishonim. And he says, the derech of a woman is that she sees less and less, not more and more. And also, she's going to go back. It's connected. She's going to be seeing every day. Mamish, vart for vart, for the crazy place. Mamish says both tainas. Nevertheless, the halacha lemaisa, the gedolei achronim all named on like the shach, there's a shlomim, and the sejitari, the chavasas, the chavasadim, or chashochan, they all go like the shach, like the ravid. The crazy place even quotes the ravid. He says, even so, I'm yitzchadik. But yeah, he says you have to know the chur. It says kineged ateva lemaisa. That is how the ilm goes lahalacha lemaisa. Now, just to be mitzayin, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says you only have to be choishish up until Yud Ches, Choftes, Chofzayin, Chofches, Haflag of 28, 27, 26, up till 18. 18, you're ready in. You may ziva, which is beches kesem selekes. You don't have to be choishish. It's the chur big tmiyo because we're not mechalik bechlal. Is my name between Ziva and Nida and Ziva, and we could be kaveh even Yimei Ziva. Melo, it's a big chiddush. I didn't see anybody else that says like that lemaisa. Practically, woman probably is not going to be seeing too much into Yimei Ziva. That's a pretty short vet. However, lemaisa the price gemara mechalik. Agav, something very interesting is that the gemara was looking for a case where a woman is kaveh according to Tesis, that a woman is kaveh a vest Yimei Nida, and she has to be choish for that day Yimei Ziva. On Daf Lama Test, the Gemara comes out, only according to her pup we have such a case where she saw three times Mei Nida, and the next time she was Chesh Mei Ziva. If you count the Cheshbon according to the days she should have seen, then it comes out that she has to be Chesh Mei Ziva. Here we have a simple case. She saw a flaga of 20, and then she saw 21, and then she saw a flaga of 20, and then she saw a flaga of 19. So she saw three times in Mei Yom Ucharim Nida, and the next month she has to be Chesh for 18, which is Mei Ziva. That is the chara milsa agav orcho kamashmon. Now, what happens? Lalach lemaisa, like you said, we go like the shach. Now, what happens if a woman sees after one day? She sees after 20 days. Next month, she sees after 21 days. She went up by one. Then she sees the next month after 23 days. She goes up by two. Then the next month, she sees after 26 days. She goes up by three. And then she goes sees after 30 days up by four. Every month, she's going up by one, two, three, four. Is that a kviyas vest or not? Mashmois lachar of the shach is. The Shach says, "Lafuke kol inin shtei mashver yoytzer lafuke dulga pam achas yom echad v'chakach beiz yomim o ipcha." If she sees one time, once, and then next time, two times, or the other way around, then she's not kaveh of this. L'chor the pashas mashmoris, and the way that Ramosh learns the Shach is that it's coming lafuke from this case that if she sees one time after one, she goes up by one, up by two, up by three. The pashas Ramosh says that's not pshat the Shach. The Shach means to say that she's random. Sometimes one, sometimes two. Sometimes one, sometimes two. You would think that it doesn't make such a difference. It's only one off. No, that's not considered a kviyas vest b'chlal. But in Chanam, if there's a pattern of one, two, three, four, then in Chanam she's kviyas vest. Lamaisa, I think the price can go lekula to, you know, Berkowitz goes this way, that lekula, the Badi Shulchan declares that he's glad to sarachin. However, I think the Pashas Mashmois of the Shach is that way, and I think that's the Pashas Mashmois of the Prisha also is Maduric like that, but also of the Beis Yosef that says Kol Inin Shetei Mashver Riyoseh. You always need that it should be Shove. If it's not Shove, then in a Chanami she's not going to be Kreveh. Really, she would not have to be Choshish. Once again, there's a pattern. There is a pattern, but that's not. You can't say that this is something which is so erratic. Something which is even though we can see it, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense that this should be her teva. Mamela, therefore a woman is not going to be kaveya, that's not going to be the kvias of this isha, and she's not going to have to be choish for it. Sif vav vest yimei achodesh k'shem shevas vest v'aflagam yam m'shavim m'sheinu m'shavim kach yivas yimei achodesh v'yimei yeshvu shavim m'sheinu m'shavim. Sorry, A woman could be koveya for Vesta Chodesh and a Vesta Shvua. So we saw Vesta Chodesh, the Ramban was Matmiya, how could ever be koveya Vesta Chodesh? 1 month is Mali, 1 month is Chaser. It doesn't make sense that you're going to be koveya for 1 month, it's going to be 30 days, and 1 month it's going to be a flag of 31 days. And Mamela, it doesn't make sense that that should be the Teva of Isha. Therefore, there's no such thing as Vesta Yimea Chodesh. Comes along the Ra'ah, he says, no, it's totally in the Moilid. Not really. The Moilid, he says, it's only in the time that we see the moon is Mashpia on the world. And Memela, a certain amount of days after that, is going to be, you could be Kaveh HaVest, could feed the amount of days after the time that the moon comes out. Now, it's a little bit of a Chiddush, because we always knew that the Vest is only in the sun, not in the moon. It's only in Neit to Shkia. It's Kaveh, it's not only in Alois till in that type of day. Why is it telling in the day? It makes more sense to be telling in the sun, because it's telling in the hours that the sun are up. If it's telling the moon, the Chodesh should be telling in maybe the hours that the moon are up, or the. But why should we telling in the hours of the sun? The placey is Marech to be Matmiya on this chat. He says Lachar Bechlal, maybe Moilid means something else. He says, but the if you learn that it goes Kafi the time that the moon comes out. He says maybe the mate has a shot. According to the Moilid, we always say that the Moilid is how it is in Eretz Yisrael, but in Kutlaret the Moilid is a different time. And Bechlal, the amount of time that the moon comes out in Eretz Yisrael after the Moilid is different than the amount of time that the moon comes out in Kutlaret. Mar says it's Bechlal, and so it's going to be differences depending on where you live on how the moon is Mashpia and at what time. He says Lachor, it's very smart to say that. The Rashba says it's telling the Shefer where Mezin is Kriveya, which Lachor means that Bezmanenu, that Hillel was Kriveya the calendar, means that's the Kvias. And however the Kvias is, that's how the new cycle of the month is reset the Bria in a way that it caused the woman to see always a certain amount of time after the resetting of the Chodesh. And Lamaisa, that's how we pass Kalach Lamaisa, that a vest from the Mea Chodesh could be Mikvah. Now what happens if she sees on Lamed L'Chodesh, when is she Chodesh for the next month? For example, she sees on Thursday this month, this week, and next month, Adar Sheni only has one, is one day Rosh Chodesh. There is no Lamed. When is she Chodesh? So some people say, from Zalman, Yinam Zonday Rosh Chodesh for Aleph of the next month. Whatever day Rosh Chodesh is, that's when you're Chodesh for the first day Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's Lamed, next time it will be Aleph. We'll see, it's not so off. The Bach is Chodesh L'Chadchila, maybe it could be Kaveh Avest. One time it's for the first day Rosh Chodesh, one time the second day Rosh Chodesh, has the Shem Rosh Chodesh. Over here, Befrat, that's the first day Rosh Chodesh. Some people say they should only be Chodesh for Lamed, because Shani says, in Echanami, next month you won't be Chodesh. When you get to Nisan, then it'll be Chodesh for Lamed. Similar to a woman that has a Vest Kavua for 30, a Vest Aflaga for 30, then she's after 26. Next, and then she's after 23, 27. Then 4 months later, she gets up to day 30. Does she have to be Chodesh for 30? It happened 3 months ago. She was never Nekah. She never got to 30 and was never Nekah. That's the Chiddush of the Beis Meir. She has to be Chodesh for day 30. So come over here. You never got up to Lamed and didn't see. She has to be Chodesh for Lamed. Or Berkowitz, on the other hand, he says you have to be Chodesh for both of them. Lamed, and if she doesn't see on Lamed, then to be Chodesh for Aleph. Someone like Alderach to Pesu Plesi. Vayestoy said, if it's not the Lamed, then it's the Aleph. L'chorah. But he says, anytime that you're Chodesh for Chumrus, then you never have to do the Chumrus on top of that, or Zeruah, or Kedoyme. You wouldn't have to be Chodesh for these Chumrus. It's not so difficult to be Kaveh HaVest Nimei Chodesh. If a woman sees a flog of 30 and 31, or 31 and 30, depending on if the first month is Mali or the first month is Chaser. If she's the first month is Mali, she had a flog of 30, then she already got the same Nimei Chodesh twice. 31 the next time, Nimei Chodesh the third time, 31, 30. Vest Nimei HaShvua, Shavim Shein HaShavim, how you Kaveh HaVest Nimei HaShvua. If a woman sees on Sunday, and then she sees, according to the Bach and the Shach, and this is the way all the Tehillah Shlomim, all the Acharnim go, it has to be the same amount of weeks in between every Riyah. The woman sees on Sunday, 4 weeks later she sees on Sunday, 4 weeks later she sees on Sunday. Which means she had two aflagas of 29. She saw Sunday, 29 days later she saw on Sunday, 29 days later she saw on Sunday. She's Kaveh HaVest for Yom HaShavua. Now that means, or the same thing as if she saw 2:22s, is also the same day of the week, or 2:36s. Now, the most common one is 229. Kimdumani, that many people do not know this halacha. If you want to know if anybody knows Vestas, yes, anybody? Do they know this halacha? You can be Kaveh HaVest with two, give me any two aflagas, you can be Kaveh HaVest for. 229, it's before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch, that that you could be kaveya a vest of 229. The shell is, why don't people know this halacha? Two times the person does a flag of 29, that means they got the same day of the week three times in a row, with 4 weeks in between. So the chayra, is there any reason? Kimdumani, I learned it in Lakewood, but I think a lot of other people didn't learn it. In Lakewood, they teach it. But the shell is, why not? So hopefully we'll get to that in a minute. What happens? What's the difference between vest kavua of Yemei HaShavua and vest laflagis? Does it affect the alachrenim? Vest and laflagis also. You have 229s, 329s. That's the first chalik. The first chalik is that to be kavua vest laflagis, you need 329s. If you have 229s, then in Hanami, it's not a vest for laflagis. Now, what happens? There's also another difference. What happens after? What happens after three times that you see 29? Is it a vest for laflagis or is it a vest for Yemei HaShavua? What's the difference? Either way, you have to be chayish for the next 29 afterwards. What happens if you digress? You don't see on 29 next time. You see, instead of seeing on Sunday, you see on Tuesday after 31 days. So you're chayish for 29 days from now because it's aflavo, or you're chayish for 27 days from now back to the Sunday that you're supposed to see. 4 Sundays from the last Sunday. Which one are you chayish for? Is it a vest for aflavos? Is it a vest for Yemei HaShavua? The crazy place is in this topic, and the Chavos Das Nem Zon, and this is the way that the Olam goes, that we're machriya, then Inechanami turns into the more normal vest, regular vest, which is the vest for Aflagis. So after two times that a woman sees 29, she has the vest for Yemei HaShavua, and after three times, she has the vest for Aflagis. Kumtais, that it could very well be that this is the reason why people don't really know so much about Yemei HaShavua. Where is it Negea, the vest of Yemei HaShavua? If she saw one time after 29, then even without a vest of Yemei HaShavua, she has to be chayish for 29 next time. If she sees two times 29, then she also has to be choshish for 29 next time, regardless of taflaga. If she has three times 29, then she already switched to taflaga. It's not Yemei HaShavua. So where is it negeya? It's only negeya if she saw two times 29, and then next time she didn't see 29. So she has the vest only for Yemei HaShavua, and then she digresses. Only, that's the only scenario. If it's one time 29 or three times 29, it's not negeya. It's only two times 29, and the third time that she doesn't see it, she doesn't, then she has to be choshish for the Yemei HaShavua. Nevertheless, Lamaisa Bepashis is the Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch that one has to be Choshish for. Now, what does it mean that you have to be Choshish for Yemei HaShavua Shavim V'Sheinim Shavim? So we know by Dilug, Shavim V'Sheinim Shavim means Vest Yemei HaChodesh Shavim means Tezvav Tezvav Tezvav. Einim Shavim means Tezvav Tezayin Yuzayin. Haflaga Shavim means 30-30-30. Sheinim Shavim means 30-31-32. What is Yemei HaShavua Shavim V'Sheinim Shavim? So the Pashas is the Chavos Das Sidur Torah learned that it means that you saw on Sunday, 3 weeks later on Monday, 3 weeks later on Tuesday, or 3 weeks later on Shabbos, 3 weeks later on Friday. Shavim Sheinim Shavim. Kumtais, if this would be the case, then any two haflagos that are the same that a woman sees, she has a vest kavua. 30 and 30. You know she has a vest kavua to see on Sunday, 4 weeks later on Monday, 4 weeks later on Tuesday. 35-35. She has a vest kavua to see on Sunday, 5 weeks later on Shabbos, 5 weeks later on Friday. Any 2 days that you're going to have, 33 and 33. She sees on Sunday, she sees 4 weeks later on Thursday, she sees 4 weeks later on Monday. It's the same amount of days off. Always up 4 days from the last time that she saw. So anytime a woman has two of the same ra'is, then she's the chara keveah, according to the Pashas Lashon HaMechaber, she's keveah. Now, according to this, we had a question on one of the pages that says, after 6 months I came to my Rav with my vestas. I saw 30, 31, 29, 29, 35, 35. I don't have any vest kavuas, do I? No, you actually have three. You have three vest kavuas. 30, 31, if the first month was chaser and the second month was ishmale, which is half the time of the year, the first month is chaser and the second one is male, then you have vest kavua for Yemei HaChodesh. Because it's the same day of the month, after 30, after 31. 29, you have a vest kavua Yemei HaShavua, whatever it is. 4 weeks later, the same day Yemei HaShavua, 4 weeks later, the same day Yemei HaShavua. 35, 35, if vest Yemei HaShavua, she'enim shavim, then l'chura, anytime you have two of the same rias, you have a vest kavua Yemei HaShavua, she'enim shavim. She saw now, 5 weeks later, a day beforehand, 5 weeks later, a day beforehand, that's 235. La'alach l'mayitza, the Sidur Torah is chosen from the Shan and Tzivchat Lamed Aleph, and he says, and this is the way that the Kuntras Achron of the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes also, that we do not take a dilug and a sirug together. This is a vest hashavua, it's a dilug and a sirug. You're not seeing every week, you're only seeing every fourth week. And you're not seeing every time on the same day, you're seeing on every other day, the next day. That's a sirug of the week and a dilug in the day of the week. We don't put through these together. You don't do sirugim and dilugim together, and memela, we're not going to be choshesh. The Chavos Das Lamais doesn't go this way. The Chavos Das is choshesh. According to them, what does it mean, shavim sheinim shavim? You have to be mouthful that it means, bizmanenu, they could be kevei aves. This is what he says. This is what the Sagittarius says. Bizmanenu, they could be kevei aves. Even toichimei nido. So it means, sheinim shavim means that you saw this week and you saw next week. She saw on Sunday this week, Shabbos next week, Friday the week afterwards, Thursday the week afterwards. That means sheinim shavim. So there's no sirug over here. She's not jumping weeks. All she has is a diluk. And that's what we're talking about, that she's kevei. Brookwood says that even though we're going to get to Shavuos, we don't count a dilug and a siri together. With Chadashim, we would count a dilug and a siri together. Which would mean, l'chira, that she sees every other month, and she goes up one. Or something like that. She sees Tezvav, and next month she sees on Gimel. And then she sees the next month on Tezayin, and then she sees on Zayin. Then she's in the next month on Yud Zayin. So she's jumping months, and every month she jumps one. We'd be choshish. This is, however, you do not have to use a computer to calculate your vessels. Which is one of the reasons why they say maybe not to use the app. Because it'll calculate any of the vessels. Why do you have to use it? Because that's Chazal and Matzah for you to go ahead and be mechashbe and all these type of things. That's already, could be that if there's a plan. But this is at a certain point, that's also already considered that this is not shavim, that you don't have to be choshish for such a thing. He also said that you don't have to be choshish if you have once a year. Let's say a woman has a vesk of wa for Erev Pesach. In Dumani there was a Maisa Shoya a few years ago, not too many, that a woman had a vesk of wa to see she saw 3 years in a row on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if it was because of the Emel Sadin, or... But she saw 3 years in a row on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Can you be Koveya for a vest for once in a year? She said also you can't be Koveya once in a year. I think that applies. Sai, whether or not you saw it in between, and a punkta came out on Erev Rosh Hashanah every year, you also saw. Or, I have a scenario, somebody that I was dealing with, that was only seeing once a year. And can be Koveya for once a year? Is there such a possibility? L'chura also, there's no possibility you can be kaveh once a year, though I do not know where you draw the line. We'll have to see at the end of the siman exactly how long. Can one be kaveh ves kavua to see every 127 days? Or there's only 127 medinas? There's no 127 days. That we'll see. You could be kaveh for 90. We're going to see. The shayla is, at what point do you draw the line? Is there a line, makhla, that you have b'chayish? We'll have to wait for the end of the end of the siman to see. The lalacha we go that we talk about weeks, we do not mitzara for dealing in a sirik. Sif Zayin, we'll leave.